one. Yeah, right now they have some. Yeah, it's okay.
Dear God, we thank you for this day.
主啊，我们为今天感谢你。
Thank you for the message this morning.
谢谢为今天的信息感谢你。
Help us to care for our brothers and sisters.
帮助我们就是去关心在意我们的弟兄姐妹。
To love them as you love them.
就像你那样去爱他们。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, we are finishing the introduction to Ephesians.
我们今天要把以弗所书的引言讲完。
I know some of you will breathe a sigh of relief.
可能有些人就长长的叹口气。
Believe it or not, verses 3 through 14.
不管你信不信，从第三到第十四节。
What we have been looking at.
我们所看到，过去看的。
In Paul's letter was all one sentence.
在保罗的书信里边，三到十四节就是一句话。
He pieces together this, 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 and it's all one long sentence.
他把这个整个写出来就是一个很长的句子。
So that makes me feel not too bad that it took us 2 months because.
所以我花两个月来做引言，我也感觉不是很糟糕了。
So what I am doing today, we're going to finish up this introduction.
所以今天我们会把引言讲完。
And then you have a handout for next week.
所以我们每个人手里都有一个讲义。
Let me give you a little preparation.
我给大家一些预备、预习、预备。
Because I told you that I plan starting next week to change how we go about our class.
我有讲过说从下个星期开始我们的课的这个进程就不太一样。
I am really torn about how to do this.
我一直很挣扎到底应该如何做。
Because I confess, I really like to get to talk to this group every week.
我很喜欢在这里每个星期教课。
Because this is the one time that I feel I have a group of people that I can kind of build week by week.
因为我觉得我们这一群呢，我们可以每个星期这样不断的建造。
And so I have enjoyed getting to do that. However, it is a class.
但是呢，虽然我很享受，这是一门课。
And so for me to simply preach a sermon every week is probably not really what you need in a Sunday school class.
我如果每个星期都像讲到这样讲课的话，可能不是你在主日学所需要的。
So although I enjoy that, we're going to do it differently now.
虽然我很享受，但是我们会这个课的方向会有点改变。
Next week we're going to look at verses 15 through 23.
下个星期我们会讲十五到二十三节。
And I am asking you to prepare this handout before you come.
我请大家在下个星期来上课之前把这个作业给做了。
Because your answers will be what we talk about in class.
因为你们的答案就是我们要在课上讲的。
So it will be a very difficult class if we have 45 minutes of silence.
如果45分钟大家都没人回答任何问题的话，这是一个很难的课。
I am asking you to take this, and my suggestion is take it home, put it in your Bible.
我建议的是你把这个讲义带回去，放在你的圣经里。
And each day this week in your devotions, read this section and answer one or two of the questions.
所以每天你在早晨灵修的时候呢，你可以回答一到两个问题。
And that way, by the end of the week, you'll have it done.
所以到周末的时候，你就把这个作业都做完了。
And you will have spent a little time every day this week thinking about these verses.
所以呢，你在这个，如果你每天做一两道题，这个星期你每天都会花点时间去思想这些经节。
Every week, I'm going to give you the questions broken into three sections.
每个星期我所发给你们的这个讲义里边是分成三部分。
Last year, when we had a class about how we read the Bible.
上个去年呢，我们讲过如何读圣经。
I gave you this pattern for reading.
我给了大家讲了如何读圣经的这个一个模式。
So we're going to do this every lesson.
所以我们每个星期的我们的家庭作业都会按这个形式来做。
First of all, I'm going to give you some questions that are just observation.
所以呢，首先我会给你一些问题呢，只是让你来观察经文。
What does the verse say?
这个经文到底在讲什么意思？
In this week, I'm going to ask you to give a list.
这个星期呢，我叫你列出来。
What is the emotional tone of this prayer?
这个祷告的它的情感色调是什么？
The reading this week is a prayer from Paul.
因为这个星期的要读的呢是保罗的一个祷告。
So I will try to always start with a couple questions that just ask you to look at what it says.
所以呢，我总是会让大家看几句经文，然后让你们去写下来这个经文在讲什么。
Then, kind of the core of the study will be interpretation. What does it mean?
但是这个读这个经文的这个中心点在于解释这个经文，就是这个经文到底它的意思是什么。
This is the section we'll spend more time on in our lesson.
在我们下个星期讲课的时候呢，这个解释这一部分我们会花更多的时间。
And it asks you to think more your reading and your interpretation and your understanding of this.
这个就是要求你能够去想你读到了什么，你的理解。
So, for instance, verse 17 talks about knowing God.
比如第十七节，他讲到说，知道神，认识神。
And so, as you read that, I want you to think about what does it mean to know God.
所以我在你读的时候，我希望你想一下，到底什么意味着是真知道神。
I come to church and I hear a sermon every Sunday about God.
每个星期我到教会里，我听了讲道，关于神的
讲道。Does that mean I know Him?
那个是不是就意味着我知道神了呢？
I read the Bible and I learn some facts about Him. Now do I know Him?
我读圣经，我知道关于神的一些事情，是不是我就知道神了呢？
What does it mean to you to know God?
对你来讲，真知道神意味着什么？
And then the last questions will ask you for application.
最后的一部分就是应用。
These usually I will not ask you to share in the class.
应用呢，通常我不会让大家在课堂上分享。
Because these are, I'm asking you to think about,How do you apply this in your own life?
因为我要你想的是说，你如何把这些东西、这些学到的应用在你自己的生活中。
And so I'm not going to ask you to stand up and say, well, on question six, I had to answer zero. I don't pray at all.
所以呢，我不想说你站起来说，在第六个问题上说，我每天我的那个答案是零，因为我每天根本不祷告。
So those usually I will not have you share your answers.
所以呢，在应用方面，我不会请你们分享你们的答案。
Now the key to this, and where I'm a little bit nervous, is this very much relies on you preparing before you come.
所以呢，我有点紧张，因为这个课的关键点在于你们来上课之前，你们一定要做预习，一定要准备。
And I know that not here, but in many churches.
不是在我们教会，但是在很多教会。
People have the idea that on Sunday I go to church.
很多人的对教会的概念就是星期天了我去教会。
And then I'm done until next Sunday.
然后我就没事了，就一直到下个星期天。
Monday through Saturday is real life, and Sunday is the church.
然后星期一到周六是真正的生活，星期天是教会。
Now I know that's not true here with any of you.
我们大家都不是这样。
But if it were, this would be difficult for you.
如果是那样子的话，那这个对你来讲就很困难。
But I want us to learn to really think through the week. What does God's word say to me?
我真的是很希望大家在这个星期去想，神的话到底对我说了什么。
My hope is that by the time you come back next Sunday,
我的希望是在下个星期天你回来的时候，
you don't need me to tell you much about this section of scripture.
你不需要我再给你解释这一段的经文。
You've read it, you've thought about it.
你就已经读了，你也思想过了。
And maybe there will be a question you have that we'll talk about.
也许你会有一两个问题，我们可以讨论。
But that most of the work will have been done before you come back.
在你回来之前，大部分作业你都做完了。
So that is the handout for next week, and I hope that you will spend some time this week and work on that.
讲义，希望大家这个星期能把它完成。
Now I asked you last week to think about the phrase "to the praise of His glory."
上个星期我请大家来思想使他的荣耀得到称赞这个词。
In this long sentence we have been reading from Paul,
在保罗所写的三节到十四节这个他一句话写完了这一章。
Ephesians chapter 1,
在以弗所书第一章。
Three times he has used this phrase.
三次他用到使他的荣耀得到称赞。
Verse 6.
第六节。
He predestined us for adoption.
他预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名
分。According to the purpose of his will.
按着自己意志所喜悦的。
To the praise of his glorious grace.
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
Verse 12.
十二节。
We who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory.
让我叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得到称赞。
Today we're going to be looking at verses 13 and 14.
今天我们会看第13、14节。
And they finish to the praise of his glory.
这个就最后以这个使他的荣耀得到称赞结束。
Now I already told you that Paul wrote all of this as one long sentence.
我刚才给大家讲过，三到十四节在保罗原文书信里是一句话。
So three times in one sentence he says, this is to the praise of his glory.
所以呢，在一句话里边，他三次讲到使他的荣耀得到称赞。
What does that tell us about God's purpose in our salvation?
这个是对讲到神对我们救恩的目的到底是什么意思呢？到底是什么旨意呢？
We have been looking at all of these wonderful blessings.
我们都看到了神给我们的奇妙的祝福。
We have been chosen. We have been adopted.
我们被拣选，我们被预定得儿。
We have been accepted. We have been redeemed.
我们被接纳，我们被救赎。
We have been forgiven.
我们被赦免。
Last week we saw we have been enlightened.
上个星期我们看到我们被神启示。
What is God's purpose in doing all of this?
神做这一切的目的是什么呢？
That he will get glory.
是神得荣耀。
Everything that is coming to us is bringing glory and honor to him.
所有在我们生命中所发生的事情是要带给神荣耀和尊荣。
You see, we were sinners.
我们是罪人。
We were living in darkness.
我们生活在黑暗之中。
And when we are changed,
当我们被改变的时候，
it brings great honor and glory to him.
给神带来极大的荣耀跟喜悦。
The world around us sees that transformation.
我们周围的世界看到我们整个的这个改变。
And they see what God is doing in our life.
他们看到神在我们生命中的工作。
So, what does it mean for us in a daily on a daily basis to live for His glory?
在每日的生活中，这个使他的荣耀得到称赞，这样的生活到底是什么样子呢？是意味着什么呢？
What is your life going to look like if you are living day by day to His glory?
如果你每天都活出来使他的荣耀得到称赞的生活，那你的生我看的会是什么样呢？
Did you say ma?
Yes.
Okay.
I ask a question.
Okay. Because if you don't say ma, they may not know the answer.
他说我刚才是一个问句结束的吗？还是一个陈述句？
I want to make sure she's doing her job. Otherwise, you know, it's hard for you.
他想让我知道我做对了。
Okay, so she said ma, so you have to answer now.
所以呢，我刚才问的是一个问句，那大家的答案是回答是什么呢？
Sometimes when I teach at the college in English, I say ma at the end of a question so the students will know, you know, this is a question. I like that.
有的时候我会在我的课上故意说妈，然后他们就知道，哦，那是个问句，他们就会回答。
So, what's it mean? How's it going to look in your life?
所以，如果你是过一个使他的荣耀得到称赞的生活，那你的生活会是什么样呢？
More like Jesus.
就是，这位弟兄讲到说，更像基督。
Good. What will that mean, though?
到底那个意味着什么？
You mean long robes? No?
是他的麦牧师说，那你更像基督，是不是穿的那个长长的袍子呢？
How will a person looking at us know?
一个人看到我们，他怎么知道说
You are living like Jesus.
你活的是像基督呢？
Because
we love one another.
One of the top things that Jesus said is
主耶稣所说的这个放在头等重要的事情就是
In fact, the way he said it is amazing. He says
他说的是令人惊奇的
They will know I am Messiah.
他们会知道我就是弥赛亚
And they will know that you are my followers.
他们会知道你们是我的跟随者
By your love for one another.
如果你们彼此相爱
I read that again this last week and I'm amazed by it.
我上星期又读到这句话，这个真的让我很震惊。
He says, my reputation in the world is in your hands.
在于你。
And your love for one another is how the world out there will know I am Messiah.
你们之间的彼此相爱会让这个世界知道我就是弥赛亚。
We love one another to the praise of His glory.
我们彼此相爱使他的荣耀得着称赞。
You see, the reason I'm asking you to think about this is this.
我让你们大家思想这个的原因在于。
For a good while, I have had this question in my mind.
有很长时间我一直在想。
How is an unbeliever who works with us at our job?
如果一个不信的同事。
Or who lives next door to us,
或者是我们一个不信的邻居,
how are they supposed to know,
他们怎么样, 如何才能知道,
that we are Christians,
我们是基督徒,
and how are they to be drawn to that,
他们如何被吸引到基督面前?
It seems to me that Paul says,
对我来讲, 保罗好像在说,
that the very way we live our life,
我们如何过我们的生活,
is going to announce to those around us,
会对我们周围的人宣告,
this is who I am.
我到底是谁?
Now, I know there are some people who say, well, at work, I put a Bible on my desk.
我知道有些人说我在我的那个办公桌上放本圣经。
I bought the biggest, thickest Bible I could get.
我买那个最大最厚的圣经。
And I put it on my desk, and now everyone knows.
我就放在那个办公桌上，大家就知道我是基督徒。
And that's okay.
那没关系。
As long as when it's on your desk, you're not the crankiest person in your company.
当你桌上如果有这本圣经，你不是这个公司里这个最难相处的人。
Because some people I've talked to and I've thought, I hope they don't have a Bible on their desk.
因为有些人我跟他讲话，我就希望说，哎呦，希望这些人桌上没圣经。
But I don't think Paul is saying, put a big Bible on your desk.
我想保罗的意思不是说你把一本很大的圣经放在你的桌上。
Our love for one another.
我们彼此之间的爱。
What else in how we live day by day will bring praise to the glory of Him?
能够使神的荣耀得到称赞。
Our love for one another, what else?
一个是我们彼此相爱，我们彼此之间的爱，还有别的什么？帮助别人 ，helping other people, helping your colleague, live holy.
Okay, very good. Our help, our care for others.
我们对别人的帮助。
Good. Our peace in difficulties.
他说在那个困境中的平安。
Has it ever struck you that as Christians, our response to times of trouble should be different?
有没有大家想过，作为基督徒，当我们面对这个突发的难处或者困境的时候，我们的反应应该和不信者有不同。
I would hate to face a crisis in life as an unbeliever.
我真的是不想说，在面对生活中的危机时候，我的反应跟那个不信者是一样的。
To think,
去想说
I have nothing.
我什么都没有。
I have nothing to fall back on.
我没有任何东西可以支撑我。
This week I was reading something from an unbeliever who was facing horrible crisis.
我这个星期在读一本书，是一个不信主的人，他在面对一个巨大的危机。
And he wrote this.
他是这么写的。
I hope.
他说我希望。
That after death there is nothing but a void.
他说我希望我死之后。死了以后什么都没有，就是空虚。
And that's all there is.
他说那就是空虚。
And I thought, how sad to be in trouble, and your best hope is that there's nothing more.
然后你说这个是多么令人难过，你已经在很大的难处之中，你所有的盼望就是死了以后就是空的，什么都没有。
But then I began to think about that.
然后我就仔细地想。
How many times as Christians,
多少次我们作为基督徒
Do we face trouble with the same sense of panic and lack of peace that an unbeliever does?
我们多少次面对危机的时候，就像一个不信者那样子，我们就是也是惊慌失措，也是没有平安。
It feels to me like.
对我来讲，我的感觉是。
that if this side of this building were filled with believers,
如果说这个房子里边呢全部是信主的人,
and this side were filled with unbelievers,
然后这个建筑物的这一边全部是不信主的人,
and we were facing some terrible disaster,
我们都面对一个灾祸, 巨大的灾祸,
it feels to me like there ought to be a kind of calm and peace on this side.
在基督徒这边应该有一个平静，应该有平安。
Would you agree?
对不对? 是不是应该那样的?
I think so.
我觉得应该如此。
But then I pull up Facebook.
但是当我打开脸书的时候,
and I realize that there's about as much panic among the Christians as there is among the unbelievers. I'm not putting y'all as unbelievers, by the way.
好像在这个基督徒中间面对危机的时候有这个同样程度的这个惊慌跟那个不信主的是一样的。
Feel free to move if you're uncomfortable.
如果你觉得你坐在那边不觉得很舒适的话你就跑到这边来。
You understand?
你了解吗?
Now, pain hurts for Christians as much as for unbelievers.
不管说是你是不是基督徒当你碰到这个痛苦都会让你很难受。
So I am not suggesting that if you're a Christian,
所以我的意思不是说,
and you are hammering a nail,
你不是说你,
and you hit your thumb,
不是说你在钉钉的, 你不小心砸到你的大拇指,
that you should say hallelujah.
你不是说你作为基督徒说, 哦, 要感谢赞美神。
No, I'm not saying that at all.
我不是那样, 不是那个意思。
But I am saying that part of this living to the praise of his glory,
但是我觉得说部分的说使他的荣耀得到称赞的生活在于
is having a kind of peace
是有一种平安
that responds differently to trouble
当你碰到麻烦的时候碰到灾难的时候你里边的这个反应是不同的你有这个因为你有这个平安
My father was a pastor
我的爸爸是牧师
and he once was inviting people in his community to church
他有时候会请社区里的人到教会
And he was visiting a man and he invited this man to the church.
他去探访一位先生, 然后他也邀请这个人。
And the man said, no, I don't think I want to come.
然后那一位先生说, 我觉得我不想去教会。
He says, because my life is got lots of trouble right now.
他说因为我现在有很多麻烦。
My children are rebelling.
我的孩子不听话。
My wife is leaving me.
我太太要离我而去。
I have trouble at work.
我在上工作上也有麻烦。
I don't want to come to church.
我不想去教会。
Because my neighbor goes to your church.
因为我的邻居就去你们教会。
And I've heard them complaining about all the problems in the church.
然后我就听他们在抱怨教会里的所有问题。
And I have too many problems already.
为自己的麻烦已经够多了。This
was a person who was not living to the praise of his glory.
You mean the neighbor, right?
The neighbor, yes.
所以呢,从这里可以看出来, 他的邻居没有过出来一个使他的荣耀得到称赞的生活。
Live to the praise of his glory, Paul.
使神的荣耀得到称赞的生活。
Now, how do we do that?
我们如何来做呢?
It is not, I have said to you already.
就像我已经给告诉大家说过, 那不是。
It is not we do all of these things because we just say, okay, I'm going to be disciplined and do it.
并不是说因为我说,哎,我决定了,我要自律,我要做这个。
We do it because of what he has done in us.
我们之所以做是因为神首先在我们的生命中的工作。
So we have been seeing what it is that he has done that empowers us to live this way.
所以呢,我们首先看到神在我们生命中的工作,神给我们能力,让我们能活出来这样的生活。
We saw what the Father has done for us.
我们已经看到父为我们所做的。
We saw what the Son has done for us.
我们看到子为我们所做的。
This week I want us to see what the Holy Spirit does.
这个星期我们想要看圣灵为我们所做的。
Paul shows us that the Father has chosen us in Christ.
保罗告诉我们父在基督里拣选了我们。
The Son has redeemed us.
这个圣旨
And now, in verses 13 and 14, the Spirit preserves us.
在13、14节讲到圣灵真的是保守了我们。
Verse 13, In Him, you also, when you heard the word of truth,
你们既听见真理的道,
the gospel of your salvation,
就是那叫你们得救的福音,
and believed in Him,
也信了基督。
I told you before, who is the Him in this whole sentence?
在这里边他讲到有一个 他这个既然信他，这个他到底是谁呢？上个星期我们讲到他是谁，第十三节那个是耶稣。
So when you believed in him,
当你信了基督以后，
this is what happened.
就发生什么事情了呢？
You were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit,
就受了所应许的圣灵为印记，
who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it.
得基业的凭据，只等到神子民被赎。
And for the third time he uses that phrase,
第三次他又用到这个词。
And the reason he did this is to the praise of his glory.
神做这一切的目的是使神的荣耀得到称赞。
The Spirit's role in this process, we were chosen, we were redeemed, and now the Spirit preserves us.
所以呢，你们看到这个属灵上的这个进程，就是神拣选我们，神救赎我们，神保守我们。
Two terms we're going to look at this morning.
今天早晨我们要看两个词。
This afternoon.
今天。
The first one.
第一个是。
The Spirit, we were sealed with the Spirit.
就是我们被圣灵所印。
Verse 13 outlines the process of salvation.
十三节讲到了这个救恩的这个大的一个轮廓。
He says, you heard the word of truth, the gospel, the good news of your salvation.
讲到这个救恩刚开始我们听见真理的道。
The reason it is so important that we evangelize and we share the gospel with those around us.
为什么我们要去传福音，要跟周围的人分享福音呢？
This process starts with hearing.
因为这个传福音信主的最刚开始始于听到。
Romans, Paul is going to say, how can they believe if they haven't heard?
罗马书人未听到如何能信呢？
The process starts with hearing.
所以呢这个信主的最刚开始是听到。
And then he tells us that we believed, we trusted in this promise.
然后呢下面就讲到我们相信相信了这个福音，就是我们信靠了这个应许。
This morning,
今天早晨
Ms. Swartz in what she had to say referred to this danger.
妈咪讲到了这个危险。
You know, it is possible to sit here week after week.
有可能就是你在教会里每个星期天都坐在这儿。
And hear.
然后你也听到了。
Now, I'm going to ask you a dangerous question. I hope the answer is yes.
我今天问大家一个很比较危险的问题，我希望回答是。
Do you think it is true that if you sit here week after week, you will hear the gospel preached?
你相信不相信你坐在这里每个星期天你会听到福音被传讲？ Yes.
I hope, okay.
大家是说是吗？你相信不相信你坐在这儿你可以每个星期都能听到纯正的福音，能听到福音被传讲。
If the answer is no, then you have the topic for the deacon's retreat.
如果大家觉得在那儿听不到这个福音的真理的话，那个我们弟兄可能就要开会了。
But here is the problem.
但是问题在于
It is possible to hear it week after week.
有可能就是你坐在这儿每个星期都听到。
And even respond to some degree, oh, that's good.
或者在某种程度上你会回应说，哦，讲得很好，讲那是对的，
说得有道理。Without ever responding in belief.
但是却没有真正的是回应，真正的相信。
I have met people who have gone to church all their life.
我曾经碰到过整个一生都去教会的人。
They have heard the gospel hundreds of times.
他们成百上千次的听到过福音。
But they've never responded.
但是他们却从来没有回应。
They go to church just because that's a good thing to do. They like it.
他们之所以去教会，因为他们觉得这是一件好事，他们也喜欢去教会。
But there is no personal response.
但是却没有一个发自内心个人的回应。
You see, we can hear it up here.
我们可以在脑子里听到了。
We can nod and agree to it.
我们也可以点头同意。
And have nothing of a personal commitment of our heart. Yes, I will respond. I believe.
但是却没有在心里边的一种委身，一种回应说，
No true repentance.
我要相信，我要相信，没有真正的悔改。
No change of life.
生活也没有改变。
And so he says, you heard.
所以这里讲到说，你听见真理的道，你也信了基督。
And then we were sealed.
然后你就被圣灵所印记。
This idea of sealing.
这种印记。
is the Spirit putting His stamp, His seal on us.
圣灵把他的那个章盖在我们身上。
That says,
那个就说明
God now owns you.
那个受了印记，意思就是说现在
He is the one who has sealed you, who has stamped you.
神是那个在你身上盖印盖章的那位。
He will keep you.
他会保守你。
Now, this morning, what I want to say to you is this.
我今天早上想对大家讲的是
When we are sealed with His Spirit,
当我们被圣灵所印记的时候
no one can break that seal.
没有人可以毁掉那个印记，把
那个印给打开。We belong to Him.
我们现在属于神。
But when you read this, I think there are two very important dangers you must be aware of.
但是当你读这句话的时候，有两个很重要的，有两种很有可危险，你要小心。
Paul says, when we become a Christian, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
保罗说，当我们成为基督徒时候，我们受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Now, as I listen to Christians talk, I find there are two misunderstandings of Paul's teaching.
当我听到这个基督徒的一些广播或者讲道的时候，发现有两种不同的理解。
One of them is the misunderstanding that says,
一种误解是说，
since the Holy Spirit has sealed us,
因为圣灵印记了我们。
He has stamped us.
因为他在我们身上盖了章。
There is nothing we could ever do that would break our relationship with him.
所以不管我们做什么，我们都不会毁掉，就是断掉我们跟神的关系。
We are sealed.
我们受了印记。
And now we can live however we want to.
我们不管怎么样生活都没关系。
And God is going to take us into heaven because we were sealed.
神还会把我们带到天堂，因为我们被印了。
Read the book of Hebrews.
但是请你去读希伯来书。
A book that is written to believers.
那个希伯来书的收信人是基督徒。
They are brothers and sisters. They are Christians.
他们是弟兄姐妹，是基督徒。
And he warns them 5 times.
5次，希伯来的书的作者警告他们。
Beware.
你们要谨慎。
Not that someone else can snatch you out of God's hand.
不是有别人可以把你从神的手里边给。
But that you can choose to rebel against him.
但是你却可以选择去背叛神。
And walk away from your own rebellion.
Can you explain that again?
Walk away from him because of your own rebellion.
是因为你自己的背叛，你自己走开，远离神。
He says, you can choose to crucify the Son of God again.
他说你可以选择把神的儿子再重新钉在十字架上。
To move from this place of belief.
You mean you remove yourself from the place. 就是你自己把自己从那个原来信的位置上挪开。
To become part of the crowd who was saying, crucify him.
你成为那个喊着说要把耶稣钉十字架的那个群众中的一员。
So, don't read Paul's in Ephesians.
所以你不是说光读保罗以弗所书。
And ignore Hebrews.
而且不是只读以弗所书，忽略亚伯斯伯来书。
I'm sealed, and so now I can do what I want to.
你不是说哦，我已经受了印记，所以我现在要怎么生活就怎么生活。
Hebrews makes clear.
希伯来书是很清楚的。
First John makes clear.
约翰一书也很清楚。
There are no rebels in God's kingdom.
在神的国度里边没有背叛者。
If I am rebelling against him,
如果你就是想要去背叛神、反抗神、背叛神。
It doesn't matter how many times I went to a Billy Graham crusade and said,
I believe. 不管你多少次参加格雷牧师的布道会，你不管多少次举手说我相信。
If I am rebelling against him, I am not part of his kingdom.
如果你背逆神、背叛神，你就不是神国度的一份子。
That's one danger we must beware of.
所以这是其中的一个危险，我们一定要意识到。
Because the truth is this.
真实的情况是。
I'll use the reference since Ms. Schwartz talked about it this morning.
就像我就用今天早上妈咪讲到的例子。
There are people who were arrested this past week.
上个星期有人被抓起来。
Who in jail will have a Bible study.
他们在监狱里会有圣经研读。
Because they are Christians.
因为他们是基督徒。
Who just happen to be living in a practice of sin.
因为 他是基督徒，但是他却在犯罪。
Paul,
保罗说
，and John,
约翰说
，say that's absurd.
他说那个是很荒唐的。
If I am rebelling against what I know His law says,
如果我有意的去违背，我知道他的律法上说是不可行的。
He says,
然后他说
，I don't know you.
是神自己说的，我不认识你。
So that's one danger.
那是一种危险。
The other danger is the danger that I grew up in.
是我长大我所面对的危险。
And that is a church tradition.
就是有点像教会传统一样。
That tends to feel like.
这个教会传统感觉上是。
You go to revival, you go to evangelistic meeting, you go to camp meeting.
你去这个复兴会，你去兴奋会，你去这个各种不同的这种福音会。
And you feel really good.
你在那个奉新会上你感觉特别好。
And so you know you're God's child.
你知道你很确定你是神的孩子。
3 weeks later,
过了三个星期
things are difficult.
然后你的生活中有难处。
People mistreat you.
然后别人对你不好。
Someone at church says something not very kind.
就教会里有些人对你说的话语也不好。
You have a flat tire on your way to church.
然后你去上教会的时候碰到爆胎。
And as you're trying to fix it, it starts to rain.
当你想换胎的时候就开始下大雨。
And you're discouraged.
然后你就很灰心丧气。
And you think, ah, maybe I'm not a Christian after all.
你也会觉得说，哎呀，可能根本就不是基督徒。
And to that danger,
对这种危险
，Paul says,
保罗说。
You are sealed.
你受了圣灵的
The Holy Spirit of promise has sealed you. He has marked you.
所应许的圣灵已经印了你。
And so that means this.
这个意味着
Whether I am feeling good or bad.
不管我的感觉是好还是不好。
Whether I feel like a saint or not.
不管我是不是感觉到我像个圣徒。
The Holy Spirit says.
圣灵说
You are mine.
你属于我。
You belong to me. I have sealed you.
我拥有你，我已经印了你。
And so that should give us a wonderful confidence in our Christian life.
所以这应该给我们的基督徒生活带来非常有这种确信。
You see, how many of you this morning woke up?
多少人今天早上醒过来
？Don't worry, I'm not going to report you.
我不会报告你。
And the first thing you thought was, oh, wonderful, it's Sunday and I get to go to church and hear a sermon.
多少人早上起来就好兴奋说，哎呀，太好了，今天是星期天，我要去教会了。
Anybody?
有没有这样的人？
Okay, a couple, that's wonderful.
有好几个人。
How many of you, I won't report you,
我也不会汇报你。
Woke up and thought,
早晨起来想说，
I'd really like to sleep in.
我真想再多睡一会儿。
Yeah, okay, I won't ask you to raise your hand. Here's the wonderful news.
这个是大好消息。
If you woke up this morning excited to come to church and excited that you were a Christian,
如果今天早上你醒来，你很兴奋你要来教会，你也很兴奋你是基督徒。
You have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
你已经受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
And you are His child.
你是他的孩子。
If you woke up this morning,
如果今天早上醒过来
and you thought as I did,
你觉得说，就像我说的。
I hope there's not traffic on 95.
我希望今天早上95上别堵车。
And then I hope I can get through everything in Sunday school today.
我也希望今天的主日学能够顺利的讲过去。
And oh, we have service at Jupiter this afternoon. I have to preach.
今天下午北区还有聚会，我还要讲道。
And oh, I'm supposed to speak at Hope Sound tonight.
哦，我今天晚上还要在。
I can't wait for Monday.
我就在，简直等不及星期一。
The good news is.
这个好消息是。
If you woke up thinking that.
如果你是这么想的，早晨醒来。
You are still sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
你还是受了所应许的圣灵为。
So our walk with God does not depend on our daily emotions.
所以我们跟神同行的生活不在于我们每天的
感受。It doesn't require us every day to check our temperature or our pulse and decide, am I still saved?
所以不需要每天早晨去。量一下脉搏，说我是不是还得救着呢
？You can tell I'm not a nurse. I said, check our temperature.
我这个量脉搏就知道我肯定不是护士。
We are sealed.
我们受了印记。
The other thing he says,
另外一个他讲的是,
this is the last one.
这是最后一个。
He has given us the earnest or the down payment, the deposit of our inheritance.
他给了我们得基业的凭据，或者说是预付凭据，或者是down payment 怎么说？
The guarantee.
担保。
Now,
定金，定金。
How many of you have ever bought a house?
多少人买过房子？
Okay. You go, you look at the house.
你去看这个房子。
And you decide, this is the house I want.
你就说，哦，我要买这个房子。
You make the deposit or the down payment.
你就是放了这个定金。
Now, once you have made that down payment,
一旦你放了这个定金，
that house is yours.
那个房子就属于，就是你的了。
Someone else can't come along and say,
不能说再有人过来，
No, I want to buy it.
我想买这个房子。
And I'll give you an extra $1,000.
我比这个定金再多付你1000块钱。
Once that owner has signed the papers that says you have put down the guarantee,
只要那个房子的主人他已经写了一个那个合同，上面说你已经放了这个这个担保，这个预付凭据。
You haven't moved in yet.
即使你还没有搬进去。
But it is yours.
但是已经是你的了。
And Paul finishes this wonderful sentence of blessings.
保罗就整个三到十四节是一句话，他最后
讲到这个，这个祝福，我们的福气。We have been chosen, we have been purchased, we have been adopted, we have been forgiven.
我们被拣选，我们被领养，
this whole long list, and he finishes this way.
这些所有的福气，他最后说。
The Holy Spirit
圣灵
is the guarantee of our inheritance
是我们得基业的凭据
until we acquire possession of it.
只等到神之民被赎。
In other words,
另外一句话就是说,
we're not yet in heaven.
我们还没到天堂。
But,
但是,
he has given the Holy Spirit as the down payment to say,This is yours.
他已经把圣灵给我们，就好像是定金，说哦，这个就是你的了。
You don't have to live in fear.
你不需要活在恐惧之中。
You don't have to live in insecurity.
你不需要活在不安全感之中。
And this is why. This is one of the reasons why.
这是其中的一个原因。
We can respond to trouble with a sense of peace and confidence.
就是我们面对麻烦灾难的时候，我们可以有确信，有平安来面对。
A pastor said that there was an old lady in his church.
有一位牧师说，在他教会里边有一位老姐妹。
Who told him, I want to meet with you and plan my funeral because I'm going to die soon.
因为这个这位老女士就说，我想跟你见面，我们想要来安排我这个追思礼拜的一切过一切行程。
And she said to him,
她这位女士对这位女士
Here are the songs I want.
我想在我的那个追思礼拜上唱那首歌。
Here's the sermon, the scriptures.
这是那个讲道时你可以提到的经文。
And then she said,
然后这位老姐妹后来说
I want in the casket,
她说我想在我的棺材上
for you to put a fork.
在我的棺材上面呢放一个叉子。
I just realized Chinese church maybe this doesn't work.
对中文，对中国教会可能这个我们不用叉子。
But he said to her, "Why do you want a fork?"
这个牧师说你为什么要在棺材上放一个叉子呢
？And she said, "Because when people come and see me,"
他说因为当人们来瞻仰仪容的时候
，they are going to ask you this question.
他们就会问你。
Why does she have a fork in the casket?
为什么在棺材上面放个叉子呢
？And this is what you are to tell them.
你就这样给他们说。
For 60 years, she came to church.
她来教会六十年，参加这个教会。
And we would have church dinners.
然后呢，我们总是有教会晚餐。
And at the end of the meal,
在每次这个晚餐之后
，they would always have dessert.
他们晚餐之后总是有甜点。
And they would say, "Keep your fork."
所以大家就说吃饭的时候还别扔这个叉子拿着你的叉子。
And she said, for me, the dessert was the best part of the meal.
对我来讲这个晚餐里最棒的部分就是那个甜点。
And so when they ask you, why does that woman have a fork in the casket?
所以当大家瞻仰仪容问我说为什么我的棺材上会有一个叉子的话
I want you to tell them.
我想你告诉他们。
She believes.
因为这位去世的姐妹相信。
The best is still coming.
因为更好的还没来，还在正在来。
Paul says, as Christians,
那就是基督徒。
We are not exempt from from the troubles in our world.
我们并没有免受这个世界上的免于世界上的一切灾难和麻烦。
You know, there are some television evangelists who will tell you that if you have enough faith,
如果你有足够的信心,
you're not going to get sick.
你不会生病。
You're not going to get poor.
你也不会贫穷。
You're going to live your best life now.
你会过你现在所能有的最好的生活。
Paul said,
但是保罗说,
if I am living my best life now, I am of all men most miserable.
保罗说, 如果我现在今生所过的就是最好的生活, 我比众人都更可怜。
He said,
保罗说,
the best is yet to come.
他就说那个最好的生活是要在未来还。
And so, do you see how that changes how we should look at the troubles that come into our life?
你知道这个是不是如何应该改变我们当有我们生活中有麻烦有困难的时候
This is how we live to the praise of his glory.
这就是说让我们能如何能活出来使他的荣耀得到称赞的生活。
We will face the same difficulties that our unbelieving neighbors will face.
我们所跟我们不信主的邻居一样我们会面对同样的困难。
I am never going to tell you that if you are a Christian,
我永远不会告
诉你, suddenly your problems will disappear.
我永远不会告诉你说, 因为你是基督徒, 你所有的麻烦都消失
了。 And when you share the gospel with people, please don't tell them that.
当你跟别人分享福音的时候, 千万别给别人这么说。
Because they're going to quickly find out you lied to them.
他们很快就会发现你对他们说谎了。
Your troubles will continue as a believer.
作为基督徒, 你的麻烦还会继续。
Paul is not telling us the troubles will go away.
保罗没有告诉我们你的麻烦会消失。
Instead, he is telling us.
相反的，他告诉我们。
We have been given the Holy Spirit.
我们被赐予圣灵。
As the down payment, the guarantee.
作为定金。
That says,
作为凭据。
This is not the end.
这个还不是结束。
You know, I don't like to fly.
大家都知道我不喜欢坐飞机。
I mean, if you've been in my classes very often, you know I don't like.
如果你经常来上我的课，你就听到我讲过不喜欢坐飞机。
Flying to me is miserable.
坐飞机对我来讲是很糟糕的一件事。
The seats are too small.
那个座位太小了。
They're too narrow.
太窄。
There's not enough room for my legs.
那个前后也不够宽。
The food isn't very good.
那个飞机上的食物也不好。
And always. There is someone right behind me who cries the whole time.
然后呢，每次坐飞机，飞机上都有在我后边都有人在哭。
It might be a baby or it might be an adult who's complaining, but it's the whole trip.
不管说是小婴孩还是成人，或者在那抱怨。
And I have learned this.
但是我已经学习到。
Many, many times on a long flight to China.
很多时候，当我坐这个国际航班的时候。
I'll look at that little map that shows that you've barely moved since 3 hours ago.
那个你看那个你前面有一个屏幕就看你过了三个小时你还没动一点点。
And I will remember what I'm going to do when we land.
一旦我们着陆了飞机着陆之后我要做什么呢
Because the reason I'm flying is because I really want to do whatever it is I'm scheduled to do. That's the motivation.
因为我之所以坐这个飞机我的动机就是我到了那个地方我就可以做我想做的。
And so the way I can survive the misery of this trip.
所以对我能够经历这个飞行的原因就在于
is knowing and focusing on
是知道是专注于
The joy that will come when it's over.
当这个飞行结束之后所有的喜悦。
And Paul says,
保罗说,
when you face trouble in this world,
当你面对这个世界上的困难的时候,
remember,
记住,
yes, there are difficulties.
是在这个世界上是有麻烦。
Peter says,
彼得说,
don't be surprised when it comes.
说当有各样的这个试炼临到你们的时候不要以为惊奇。
But I love how Peter says it.
但是我很喜欢彼得是
怎么说的。And I'm sorry I didn't send this one to you ahead. But Peter says this. I told you this last week. You have an inheritance.
上个星期我讲过我们是有继承的产业。
And Peter says the inheritance is in two parts.
彼得是以两部分来写。
Suffering.
第一个是受苦。
And glory.
受苦和荣耀。
The suffering part we get now.
我们现在所受到的这个受苦的部分
The glory will come later.
但是那个荣耀
And we would really like to skip the first part of the inheritance and jump to the second part.
我们很想要就是跳过第一部分的这个所继承的这个受苦的这个部分，直接得到这个荣耀的部分。
Peter says that can't happen.
但是彼得说这样的不会这样发生。
Instead, yes, we suffer.
我们虽然受苦
for a while,
但是只是短暂的时间。
But then we will have the eternal glory.
但是之后我们就会有那个永恒的荣耀。
Let me finish with this.
但我以这个来结束。
Here is why all of this is important.
很重要的在于
As Christians,
作为基督徒
we are to live differently.
我们应该活得不同。
In order to live to the praise of His glory.
我们活得不同的目的是使
神的荣耀得到称赞。Our life is to look different.
我们的生活应该看起来不同。
And part of the key to that,
这个关键点在于
is understanding our privileges and benefiting from them.
就是了解到我们的权益，我们的特权，而且从其中受益。
I think there's only been one long flight that I really enjoyed.
只有一个国际航班我真的享受。
And that was coming from New Zealand to Hong Kong.
就是从新西兰到香港那一段。
Because they had lost my luggage.
因为呢，他们把我的行李弄丢了。
This really nice ticket agent said,
然后这个旅行机构就说,
You didn't yell at us, and so I'm going to give you an upgrade to business class.
就是因为呢，你丢了行李，你还没对我们生气，没对我们喊，所以我要把你的机票上升到商务舱。
It's the only flight that I've ever gotten a free upgrade to business class.
所以那是唯一的这个航班呢，我有个免费的一个提升到商务舱。
And I can't afford a paid upgrade to business class.
当然呢，如果我自己也付不起。
But here's the thing.
但是问这个故事在于
I don't know if it's the same on all the airlines because this is the only time it ever happened.
我不知道是不是所有的航空公司都会这样。
But they had a beautiful lounge that you could sit in to wait for your flight.
所以在那个飞机场，如果你是商务舱，你有个贵宾休息室。
So I'm sitting out where I always sit in the hard seats.
所以呢，我就不再坐在过去那个大的那个候机厅里等我的飞机。
And someone saw my ticket.
本来我是在原来我那个地方，有人看到我的机票。
And they said you can wait in there.
他们说你不需要在这个地方等，你可以去那个贵宾休息室等。
Really?
我说真的。
So I kind of timidly go.
所以我就小心的去到那个贵宾休息室了。
Am I allowed in here?
然后我就说，哎，这地方我能进吗
？And I go in and they have nice food.
然后他们那有好吃的。
It's all really wonderful.
然后每样都很舒服。
Here's the thing.
这个在于。
There are many Christians
有很多基督徒
who have received all of the benefits that we have been reading about these 6 weeks.
在这个已经收到了所有的这些福气，这些所有的这个权益。
But they're missing out on them because they don't know that they're theirs.
他们都不知道那个是他们的。
And so they live almost as unhappily as if they didn't belong to them.
所以呢，他们就过一个好像他们从来就没有收到过这种福气的这样一个很不幸福的生活。
Like me,
就像我
，they are going to the water fountain and drinking some lukewarm water.
他们就去那个饮水机上喝那个温温的水。
Sitting in a hard plastic chair.
然后坐在那个硬塑料椅上。
When there is all of this wonderful privilege waiting for them.
但是其实他们可以到那贵宾休息室，他们是有这个特权的。
And what I'm wanting you to do from these 6 weeks is this.
从过去的六个星期里边，我想大家学到的是
to go up to the counter.
你现在就是去到那个前台
and hold out your Ephesians 1:3-14.
就是拿出来你以弗所书1:3-14.
And say,
然后说
Am I allowed to come in here?
我可以进到这个贵宾休息室吗？
And the wonderful answer will be,
这个很棒的消息就是
Absolutely.
当然
You've already had the upgrade.
你已经那个
And we wondered why you were sitting out there.
你为什么要坐在那个硬椅子上呢？
Enjoy the privileges.
享受你的权益，特权。
Of having received the guarantee of your inheritance.
因为你已经有这个得基业的凭据。
All right, you have the homework for next week.
所以我们记得下星期我们是有家庭作业的。
Please do that, and next week we will discuss.
请大家把这个作业做了，下个星期我们。
If you did not get a copy, please raise your hand, and elder
will give you a copy. 如果你还没有这个讲义的话，请举手，杨长老会给你们。
Dear God, we thank you for your word.
主啊，我们为你的话语感谢你。
We thank you for the wonderful privileges that belong to us.
我们真的是为我们所享受的特权权益感谢你。
Help us to live lives that show your glory.
帮助我们能够活出来，展示你荣耀的生活。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告。